I am on a mission to multitask. I want to stay fit and I want to have fun, both at the same time. Too often, it seems to me that exercise and good times are mutually exclusive. So I'm trying out a bunch of new activities that I'm hoping will deliver both, and that you might want to try too if you feel the same way. The idea is to take the work out of workout. This time round, I'm trying roller skating. So I need to get some skates.
Sounds like a plan. Can you grab your shoes off you?
Yep.
What size are you normally?
Six.
I'll grab the other shoe and we can swap them over for you.
Oh, so you keep my shoes and I get the roller skates.
Have you done this before?
No.
No? Okay, we'll get you some slow wheel lines.
Some what?
Some of the wheels are tightened a little bit.
Wheels for you guys, just so you don't go as quick at the start to get you ready for the real stuff.
Oh, I see. So these are beginner's skates.
Yeah, the wheels are a little bit slower.
Here we go.
Thanks, Liam.
You're most welcome.
Gosh, these look like antiques. So, Brian, I've got my roller skates on, but I can't move.
Yes, you can. There you go.
Right.
You're walking. That's how we start.
Okay, just walking?
We lift and walk and keep our knees slightly bent. When you lift your skates, don't push back. Otherwise, the wheels collapse and you fall forwards. So we just take small steps. And when you feel fairly comfortable doing that, put your feet together and let yourself roll a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then walk again. Don't push back. Just lift
the step. The instinct is to push back, isn't it?
The instinct is to push back. But that's when you fall. So that your whole body is in alignment.
Well, somehow or other, I missed out on learning to roller skate when I was younger. So when it was suggested I try roller derby for this fitness and fun segment, I had to take a step back, a roll back from that just to learn to skate, which I've just been having a little go at. Brian Inglis is teaching me. He's a coach here at Sunshine Roller Skating Centre, which sounds like a very happy place.
So don't push back, just push to the side. Let yourself push out to the side.
Glad I'm near the barrier. So what you're saying, you sort of go out to the side. You
let yourself glide on one foot and then to the side, and the other foot comes down to the side and it's gliding on one foot.
How did you get into roller skating, Brian?
I was 36 when I put a pair of roller skates on.
Now that is very encouraging.
I saw this man teaching people how to jump, spin, dance, and do all this figure skating stuff. And I said to my friends, I want to do that.
Now when you say figure skating, you are talking about roller skating, you're not talking about ice skating.
Well, figure skating is figure skating, whether it's ice or roller.
Oh, okay.
It's exactly the same.
Right. So you do figure skating on roller skates.
Right, okay. And we do figure skating on inline figure skates as well, which is basically like an ice skate. Both parts of the roller skating is right up to world level.
Well, that's something to aspire to. It seems to me that the popularity of roller skating has kind of waxed and waned a bit over time. Where is it at the moment?
Growing. More rinks are going up around the world. We have two new rinks started in Australia in the last 6 years. One in New South Wales, one in Perth, West Australia. Roller derby, which is the correct terminology.
Rather than derby.
Roller derby. That has enhanced the growth of roller skating.
Yeah, so that's. I was wondering, do people learn to roller skate as an end in itself, or because they do want to do something else? You mentioned figure skating, roller derby. There's roller hockey, isn't there?
There's roller hockey, there's inline hockey and roller hockey. And there's also speed skating, inline speed skating. A lot of people will learn to skate for the recreation, for the fitness, but then a lot of other people, they want to do one of the sports. So these classes that we run here are learn-to-skate classes. It's a Skate Australia program, So we have levels from 1 to 4. And by the time they get to usually level 3, they're wanting to go into one of the sports.
All right. So tell me then, Brian, with roller skating, what's the sort of fitness component to it, the physical benefits? What am I going to get out of it?
Just you use every muscle in your body for roller skating. You burn calories, a lot of cardio.
So, look, I'm obviously at absolute beginner level at the moment. As I progress up through the levels, mm-hmm. what do I learn? What are the techniques and what are the skills I learn?
Okay, you're learning forward skating. You're learning backward skating. You're learning jumping. How to jump properly, how to land properly. As you might see, as you watch some of these, they're teaching them skills that they're not going to hurt themselves and not be falling over when they shouldn't be. They're able
Good.
To stop. Good for you.
Yeah, how do you stop?
There are many ways of stopping. You have a toe stopper on the front of your skate. You just, as you're skating forwards, you slowly lift your heel until the toe stopper drags. Also, another way of stopping, if you're going backwards, you can use the toe stopper. We have the ski. You've seen the people on snow skis, how they stop?
Oh, with a snow plough.
It's called the snow plough. Or we do the same here. We do the snow plough on these as well. And the other way is grabbing hold of the barrier.
Or falling over.
Or falling over.
Let's head up to the class.
Let's go fast.
Beautiful. Knee bent.
Tiana is teaching jumping. You'll notice that the young girl must land with the knees bent. It's the same as gymnastics. If you land with your knees straight, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Again. No. You spin. You're 1 foot.
Yeah. I really have to try not to push my foot behind. I've got this idea that you sort of do it by pushing your foot behind or something. You can laugh.
Now, girls, this is Amanda from ABC Radio National.
Hello.
Hi. Whoa.
I'm Laura.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Claire.
Lily.
So you look like a bunch of young teenagers. How old are you?
I'm 13.
I'm 12.
I'm 15.
I'm 13.
And how long have you all been roller skating for?
4 years.
5 years.
Probably about 5 to 3 years.
When you're as good as you girls are, what does it feel like?
It's still pretty hard. It's always going to be hard. But for me, it kind of feels like I'm just floating and kind of gliding, and it's such a nice feeling. I love it so much.
I feel like I'm going to die because it's scary.
I can relate to that.
I'm not as scared as falling anymore because I know that I'm not going to get like too badly hurt.
So that's something you learn along the way. At first it feels like you're really going to hurt yourself and then you get used to it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll just hang on to the...
Oh, okay.
Do you remember it all feeling like I feel at the moment?
I was married to the barrier. Do you guys remember when I was married to the barrier? Yeah. Then I got a divorce. I couldn't skate like 5 centimetres without falling over.
So how long did it take you to leave the barrier?
A year. Probably not a year, a couple of months.
All right. That's great. I'll let you get on with your class. Thank you so much for speaking with me. Great to meet you all. I'm impressed by all of you.
Let's move away from the barrier. Hands almost falling over again.
Don't forget to bend the knee. Don't look at it. Okay, see if you can do that around the circle now.
My name's Cheryl Jackson.
And so you're a coach and instructor here. Yes. So tell me what, for you, skating is like.
I've got chronic knee issues, but I can skate. I struggle with walking, but I can go out there and skate because it's not thudding, it's gliding.
So are you saying that when you've got some chronic joint injuries, for example, because roller skating is gliding, you can do that where you can't do other exercise?
Yeah. Look, I skate with lots of people that have back problems, knee problems, shoulder problems, and it's something you can do because it's not well, it's physical, but it's not, you don't realise that you're actually doing these things, because even when I had my knee surgery, my physiotherapist couldn't get me back on my skates quick enough. I still had one crutch, but I could skate. It was really odd. But I understood what he meant, because I was able to get my balance back and confidence back and things like that, to know that my injuries is going to be with me for the rest of my life, but I can manage with it. And I think that's what astounds people, what I can do with my chronic knees, and I go out there and do it, and yet I limp when I'm walking.
Down a bit more, Nancy. That's it. Nearly. Getting there.
And then could I have a quick chat with you?
Yep.
Can you tell me your name?
Nancy.
And how long have you been roller skating, Nancy?
Just probably a month.
Right. And what prompted you to start?
My daughter does the lessons, and I just thought, instead of sitting down watching, I'll join in and exercise.
And what's it like? How are you finding it?
The hour goes very quick. You're puffed, but you enjoy it, and your mind's not thinking of other things. So it's like a bit of meditation, I guess. Yeah, so it's great.
And so your daughter must be quite good. Are you going to catch up with her?
No, never. I've got the fear of falling, so the young ones don't have that fear.
So far, what can you do?
Scissor skating. I haven't challenged backwards skating yet.
Is that the next step to go backwards?
Definitely, that will be the next stage. But I've got to get my mind around it first before I try it.
Is that scary?
It is scary, but it's a challenge, and that's what I like, a challenge. Yeah.
That's it, Nancy. Bring them out, take them out, push them out. So when we're going backwards, we push. So bring our heels in this time. So toes go out, heels come in. Give that a go.
Hey, Nancy, I have to say I'm very impressed. You just told me you couldn't skate backwards, and now you are.
And now I am. So
how does that feel?
Yeah, feels great. Achieved it. So it's fantastic. Good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the weight goes to the foot on the floor, not the one in the air.
Cheryl is now teaching the one-foot glide. So they're skating along, they lift one foot at the back and they glide on one foot. Notice how Cheryl's body is upright.
She looks beautiful.
And this is what we try and get students to do, is keep their centre of balance while they're doing this. And it's teaching forward skating and scissors. Scissors are where your feet go out and in. Can you do some scissors for me? Just go and do some scissors. Forward scissors.
How old is this girl?
She's six.
Seven.
All right, you've turned seven.
What's your name?
Isabella.
And so now she's just doing scissors.
Hey, so you're seven. How long have you been skating for?
1 year.
See, what you can do in 1 year, you're amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
So
okay.
Keep the body
stay
aligned.
Upright, knees bent.
Like sitting in a chair.
Right. Oh, yeah, look, it's amazing how quickly you actually start to, a minute ago, I felt so insecure, and now I can't say I feel secure, but already you just feel a little bit better.
To feel comfortable.
Oh, I'm rolling away from you.
And you're rolling. Small steps. Let yourself glide.
Small steps. Glide. Small steps. Glide. Oh.
And then when you can skate, it's just beautiful. You just glide around, the world is gone. And it's relaxing.
I can't wait. Feels like that's a long way off.
Well, the way you're doing it now, some people can't do that for about 2 weeks.
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better.
It should.
I look ridiculous.
You've got to start somewhere. You're doing really good.
Thank you very much. Oh, look up, look up.
Look towards.
Yep. Focus. Ah! I lost focus.
Yeah.
year, so I need to spend a bit more time on the skates just to get the basics before I can get to that meditative feeling of gliding along, never mind being secure enough to get into a combative sport like roller derby. I was at the Sunshine Roller Skating Centre with instructors Brian Inglis and Cheryl Jackson at their Saturday morning classes that are for children and teenagers and adults. Really nice mix, fun for all the family.